Lehrabschlussprüfungen für KV Kaufmann, BIFOL 2019. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A radio advertisement.
Is your IT equipment working badly? Would some new make you happy? Well, don't waste any more time. Shop now at Hagens Online. Go to our website and find the best deals for your needs. It's www.hagens.co.uk. www.hagens.co.uk will not only give you the best price, but also transfer your data and give you support on our 24/7 hotline. Phone 509 766 8324. Remember, we're the number one in home electronics. So visit our site today and see the big sales going on from the 5th of June to the 19th of June. It's your chance to update your IT products. HP tablets are 15% off. Epson laser printers are discounted 10%. An Apple iMac 27-inch screen desktop computer is at a bargain price of £1,412. And e-books are being sold at £25 less.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Is your IT equipment working badly? Would some new make you happy? Well, don't waste any more time. Shop now at Hagens Online. Go to our website and find the best deals for your needs. It's www.hagens.co.uk. www.hagens.co.uk will not only give you the best price, but also transfer your data and give you support on our 24/7 hotline. Phone 509 766 8324. Remember, we're the number one in home electronics. So visit our site today and see the big sales going on from the 5th of June to the 19th of June. It's your chance to update your IT products. HP tablets are 15% off. Epson laser printers are discounted 10%. An Apple iMac 27-inch screen desktop computer is at a bargain price of £1,412. And e-books are being sold at £25 less.
Now go on to part 2. 2. An airport announcement.
Welcome to Minneapolis International Airport. Local time is 4:35 p.m. Temperature outside is a cold 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Severe snowstorms in Canada have delayed several flights to Montreal, and all flights to Toronto have been canceled. Please contact your airline agents for further arrangements. And this is the last call for American Airlines flight to London. Flight number AA465. Gate D15. American Airlines flight number AA342 to Stockholm at gate C5 is all ready for boarding. Please note there is a gate change for the KLM flight to Amsterdam. It has been changed from E6 to E13. Passengers are kindly requested to proceed to the gate. The green parking ramp will be closed for renovation from March 3rd to November 30th. Please use the purple or orange parking ramps during this time. Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Welcome. Welcome to Minneapolis International Airport. Local time is 4:35 p.m. Temperature outside is a cold 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Severe snowstorms in Canada have delayed several flights to Montreal, and all flights to Toronto have been canceled. Please contact your airline agents for further arrangements. And this is the last call for American Airlines flight to London. Flight number AA465, gate D15. American Airlines flight number AA342 to Stockholm at gate C5 is all ready for boarding. Please note there is a gate change for the KLM flight to Amsterdam. It has been changed from E6 to E13. Passengers are kindly requested to proceed to the gate. The green parking ramp will be closed for renovation from March 3rd to November 30th. Please use the purple or orange parking ramps during this time. Thank you.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Louis tell his colleague Caroline about a magazine article he has read. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Hi, Louis. What a busy morning that was. Am I ever glad to have a break?
Right, Caroline. You can say that again. You know, the more I think about it, the more I agree with an article I read in Time magazine last week.
Really? What was it about? How to keep smiling with difficult customers?
No. It was about what it takes to succeed in stressful situations like this morning. You know, not only at work but also at home, there are many reasons for stress, such as worries, fear of the future, difficult people, too much to do. A lot of things can put pressure on us.
So what did the article say?
Well, let me think. It started by saying that there are three ways people deal with stress. Some people just quit, some kind of manage, and some really get going. They love the challenge.
So what do the go-getters have under stress that the quitters don't have?
That's what the scientists at the University of Bath wanted to know. They did an enormous study on people in all kinds of stressful circumstances, physically, academically, professionally, just to name a few.
What did they find?
They discovered that there are character qualities and environmental conditions which give a person better chances of success when under stress.
Does a person have to have all of these qualities and conditions?
No, just any combination of them is enough to predict that a person will handle difficult situations successfully.
I see. Well, what should a person be like?
They should be optimistic, motivated, and flexible. They need to be sociable and willing to change their own behaviour. They should have self-confidence, enjoy learning, and be able to look ahead. You know, see what needs to be done before it needs to be done.
Right. All very positive characteristics. And what should our surroundings be like? The workplace, etc.
People should have opportunities and challenges that fit their ability. The places around them should be quiet. It's also important to have the support and trust of their employers, family and friends. And finally, they should have an amount of independence and freedom to make their own decisions.
This all sounds so reasonable and just common sense.
Correct. But there's never been a study to prove that positive people who have a good environment around them are continuously able to learn, grow and succeed in difficult times.
Consequently, people who are good at something feel good about their lives and themselves.
Right. Of course, for some people that comes easy, but others have to work hard at developing themselves and these feelings. The article says you should start by doing the things that are truly important to you, and not what society says should be important to you. Then, always look at change and new situations as opportunities. Remember, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hi, Louis. What a busy morning that was. Am I ever glad to have a break?
Right, Carolyn. You can say that again. You know, the more I think about it, the more I agree with an article I read in Time magazine last week.
Really? What was it about? How to keep smiling with difficult customers?
No. It was about what it takes to succeed in stressful situations like this morning. You know, not only at work but also at home, there are many reasons for stress, such as worries, fear of the future, difficult people, too much to do. A lot of things can put pressure on us.
So what did the article say?
Well, let me think. It started by saying that there are three ways people deal with stress. Some people just quit. Some kind of manage. And some really get going. They love the challenge.
So what do the go-getters have under stress that the quitters don't have?
That's what the scientists at the University of Bath wanted to know. They did an enormous study on people in all kinds of stressful circumstances. Physically, academically, professionally, just to name a few.
What did they find?
They discovered that there are character qualities and environmental conditions which give a person better chances of success when under stress.
Does a person have to have all of these qualities and conditions?
No, just any combination of them is enough to predict that a person will handle difficult situations successfully.
I see. Well, what should a person be like?
They should be optimistic, motivated and flexible. They need to be sociable and willing to change their own behaviour. They should have self-confidence, enjoy learning and be able to look ahead. You know, see what needs to be done before it needs to be done.
Right. All very positive characteristics. And what should our surroundings be like? The workplace, etc.
People should have opportunities and challenges that fit their ability. The places around them should be quiet. It's also important to have the support and trust of their employers, family and friends. And finally, they should have an amount of independence and freedom to make their own decisions.
This all sounds so reasonable and just common sense.
Correct. But there's never been a study to prove that positive people who have a good environment around them are continuously able to learn, grow and succeed in difficult times.
Consequently, people who are good at something feel good about their lives and themselves.
Right. Of course, for some people that comes easy, but others have to work hard at developing themselves and these feelings. The article says you should start by doing the things that are truly important to you, and not what society says should be important to you. Then, always look at change and new situations as opportunities. Remember, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. listen to Eric Redman and a colleague, Shirley Sothersby, discuss their backpack business. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with a correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Good morning, Shirley.
Hello, Eric.
Last week we said we needed some new ideas for the future of our backpack business. In the past, we had an increase of sales by 12% a year, especially when businessmen started using them. However, for 5 years now, the sales of backpacks have gone down by 9%. Why? What's different? We decided to do some research. Now, what have you found out?
Well, Eric, I interviewed a lot of students at various schools and on the streets. They don't carry piles of textbooks anymore because nowadays most of their classes are online. Therefore, small bags are large enough for their laptop, USB sticks and a few other things. One student only had a USB thumb drive, lip balm and a deck of playing cards. I also saw that their chargers and cords were always in a jumbled mess.
I know about that. It happens to me all the time.
It's obvious. A student's way of life has changed. They're on the go all day long, moving around to third places like parks or cafes. Because of their laptops, they can work anywhere. They needn't go home to get their work done. They also informed me that because of their digital equipment, they only use backpacks that keep water out. That's very important.
Good point.
Now you, Eric, what have you found out?
Well, I spoke to the outdoor users of backpacks, hikers, mountain climbers, and even the homeless who use backpacks in their grocery carts. What surprised me was that the sportsmen and the homeless have very similar backpacking methods. Their most important things are toward the top, so they can get at them quickly and easily. And just like the students, these users also want to keep the water out.
I see.
Right. The homeless put important things like money and food under less important things that don't matter if they get wet. The sportsmen use plastic bags to keep food and flashlights dry.
Eric, we need to forget everything we've known about backpacks and rethink the whole design, which needs to be smaller and thinner. We also need to stop designing special pockets for certain things. Our bag should have a basic design for every user's contents.
I agree. And waterproof. As for special pockets, I'd still like to sew in elastic bands at the top for easy access and to get order in those cables and chargers.
Yes, a very good idea. And maybe we could build in solar panels for chargers.
Okay, let's start work on finding more ideas. I have the feeling there's no limit to our innovation.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning, Shirley.
Hello, Eric.
Last week we said we needed some new ideas for the future of our backpack business. In the past, we had an increase of sales by 12% a year, especially when businessmen started using them. However, for 5 years now, the sales of backpacks have gone down by 9%. Why? What's different? We decided to do some research. Now, what have you found out?
Well, Eric, I interviewed a lot of students at various schools and on the streets. They don't carry piles of textbooks anymore because nowadays most of their classes are online. Therefore, small bags are large enough for their laptop, USB sticks and a few other things. One student only had a USB thumb drive, lip balm and a deck of playing cards. I also saw that their chargers and cords were always in a jumbled mess.
I know about that. It happens to me all the time.
It's obvious a student's way of life has changed. They're on the go all day long, moving around to third places like parks or cafes. Because of their laptops, they can work anywhere. They needn't go home to get their work done. They also informed me that because of their digital equipment, they only use backpacks that keep water out. That's very important.
Good point.
Now you, Eric, what have you found out?
Well, I spoke to the outdoor users of backpacks, hikers, mountain climbers, and even the homeless who use backpacks in their grocery carts. What surprised me was that the sportsmen and the homeless have very similar backpacking methods. Their most important things are toward the top, so they can get at them quickly and easily. And just like the students, these users also want to keep the water out.
I see.
Right. The homeless put important things like money and food under less important things that don't matter if they get wet. The sportsmen use plastic bags to keep food and flashlights dry.
Eric, we need to forget everything we've known about backpacks and rethink the whole design, which needs to be smaller and thinner. We also need to stop designing special pockets for certain things. Our bag should have a basic design for every user's contents.
I agree. And waterproof. As for special pockets, I'd still like to sew in elastic bands at the top for easy access and to get order in those cables and chargers.
Yes, a very good idea. And maybe we could build in solar panels for chargers.
Okay, let's start work on finding more ideas. I have a feeling there's no limit to our innovation.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.